work a farm or have anything to do with livestock. Well, to make a long story short, after I got out of veterinary school, I went to Africa for 2 years, and I was able to fulfill a boyhood dream. I was able to be a Frank Buck for 2 years and work with Marlon Perkins. Many of you will remember him from the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, and he's a great gentleman. And after 2 years of working with elephants and rhino, people used to ask me, are you a small animal vet or a large animal vet? Well, I would tell them I'm an extra large animal vet because I work with elephants and rhinos. Well, after 2 years, he sent me a telegram and said, would you come back to the St. Louis Zoo and work with us? We need a wildlife veterinarian at the zoo for a special project. We were given a $7.5 million grant from the National Institutes of Health, and what we need is a veterinarian who will do autopsies of animals that die of natural causes in the zoo. Well, I was just overjoyed to do that, and so I came back and did that. And, of course, I not only did autopsies for animals that died in the St. Louis Zoo, but the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago, the Bronx Zoo in New York, the National Zoo, the L.A. Zoo, and so forth. And my job, again, was to do autopsies of animals that died of natural causes in the zoo and look for a species of animals that was ultra-sensitive to pollution. This is because during the early 60s, we had just learned about pollution and ecological problems and disasters, and nobody quite knew what to do. And so I was supposed to find a species of animals that was extra-sensitive to this, and use them much like we did the canaries in the mine. You know, the old Welsh coal miners used to put a canary in a little wicker cage and take it down in the mine, and if methane gas or carbon monoxide would leak into the mine, the canary would drop off the perch and die first, and the men knew to get out before the mine blew up or they suffocated. Well, again, to make a long story short, over a period of some 12 years, I did 17,500 autopsies on over 454 species of animals and 3,000 human beings who lived in close proximity to zoos. And the thing that I found out was this. Every animal and every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency. And that fascinated me. It went back, took me back to those calves. I said, gee, that's fascinating. Everybody's dying of nutritional deficiencies. And we could document this at autopsy, both chemically and biochemically and so forth, and things that you saw with the eye at the autopsy table. Well, that fascinated me. And I wrote 75 scientific articles. I wrote 8 multi-author textbooks, and one textbook of my own cost $140 for medical students, and I'm sure the only thing they do is use them for doorstops. And I couldn't get anybody excited. I was on 2020. I was on 1,700 newspapers. I was in magazines, I was in every new network TV that you can think of, and guess what? Couldn't get anybody excited back in the 60s about nutrition.